God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And he said, arise and go into the city, and it'll be told you what you must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. They didn't see it, did they? They didn't see what he saw. They heard something, but they didn't see what he saw. Why? The Lord didn't give them discerning of spirits. And you can't see into that realm unless he gives it to you. Now, you have to watch this, because people will say, I want to see Jesus. I want to see angels. Yeah, you and everybody else. Yes. You and all of us. And soon enough, we will.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. I asked the Lord some years ago, some terrible things I saw were happening. And I said, Lord, it grieved me, the suffering that some people's lives were, what they were going through. I thought, Lord, if it grieves me, I know it has to affect you more. You're more compassionate than me. Nobody's more compassionate than you. I said, how do you put up with it? How do you tolerate it? The pain that's in the earth, the injustice, the cruelty, the awfulness, how do you put up with it? He answered me. I don't mean I heard an audible voice, but inside me, he said, Keith, son, it is very brief. And he answered me. That's how he tolerates it. Because to him, it's that long. It does grieve him. It does displease him. How can he tolerate it? Because it doesn't last any longer than that. Now, to us, this is all we know. And we think it drags on and on and on. But he said, your life is like a vapor or a poof. Now you see it. Now you know. Wait. Now you're here. Now you're not. And soon enough, oh, come on, glory to God. Soon enough, you and I are going to be standing before the throne, the throne, the throne of the Almighty. We're going to see the angel. We're not going to be reading about it no more in the book of Revelation. We're going to see them. We're going to feel the atmosphere. We're going to see Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, Elijah, Elisha, Jonah, Peter, Paul, everybody. We're going to be there. Just like that. Not an exaggeration. That's the truth. The reason time seems like it is to us is because we are such children. We are so young. We've only ever known this. This is the shortest thing we'll ever do. This life. Briefest thing we'll ever do. The Bible said in the ages to come, he's going to show us, reveal to us the exceeding riches of his grace. He's going to show us. You're talking about seeing some things, friends. He's just liable to take a bunch of us out to where he's forming a new solar system. And give us, you know, the best seats. So now watch this. And let us participate in some things. He's training us to rule and reign with him. And people say, I want to see. I know you do. But don't be rebellious when he says walk by faith. Yeah. Right?
Yes, sir.
Believe me, even though you don't see.
Yes.
Believe me. Obey me, even though you don't see. Because this during this life, we are to walk by faith.
Right.
Amen. Which means most of the time we're not going to see. But there are times he'll let people see here and there. Now, when I talk about these things, I know it stirs you up, stirs me up. And there's a whole lot of folk that talk about their visions and what they see and what they hear. And not all of it is right. I've talked to you before about it, but I want to say it again very strong. In fact, I want to go to some scripture. Turn to Jeremiah. Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter. All these things must be judged. Every prophecy that people prophesy, every vision, every dream that people tell, every tongue, every interpretation. People have said, I had a manifestation of the Spirit. I had a vision. I saw Jesus. You're to think, well, maybe you did. Maybe you didn't. People say, well, thus saith the Lord. You're to think, maybe it is. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's thus saith you. Are y'all with me now? You get this clear. Just because somebody comes up and says, I saw the Lord and he told me this, it does not mean you're supposed to just stand there with your mouth open going, really? And believe every word they tell you. You are to judge it. It is to be judged. Because the enemy uses things like this that are error to hurt people and mislead people. An old minister friend of mine used to tell about a young couple that he tried to counsel, and they were falling apart at the seams, and they had got married and went to Africa to be missionaries. And they totally unsuccessful in both endeavors, ministry and marriage. They're miserable. They're fighting like cats and dogs, and they're getting divorced, and they have had no success on the field. And in talking to the minister, he said, well, back up. You know, how did this get started? When did y'all hear from the Lord? Well, Sister so-and-so prophesied to us that we were to get married and go to Africa. Did you know each other? Were you in love? No. Strangers. Did you feel a call to go to Africa? Not really. But she's a prophetess. Well, maybe she is. Maybe she ain't. Yeah, but she said, thus saith the Lord. Well, maybe it was thus saith. Maybe after seeing this, I think it's very obvious. It wasn't. They were totally incompatible. They didn't care about each other. No love, no commitment. No success in ministry, no desire for either one of them to go there. How many understand that's foolish to just let somebody prophesy to you and you just take off and base your life on it and do it?
Yeah.
Foolish. Foolish. Well, they had a vision. They said they saw me doing this and they saw this and they saw the other. Well, people see a lot of stuff. Doesn't make it the Lord. Yeah, but they said it was. Doesn't make it the Lord. I don't care what they said. But that doesn't change the fact that there are real things happening.
Amen.
Too. Jeremiah 23, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Jeremiah 23. This is a great passage concerning these things. Jeremiah 23, and we'll go down to 16. Jeremiah 23, 16 says, thus says the Lord of hosts, hearken not to the words of the prophets that prophesy to you. What's he saying on this occasion? Don't listen to them. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart and not out of the mouth of the Lord. Are they having visions? Are they having prophecies? Where are they coming from? Out of their own heart. Now, before we go any further on that, how many remember the Bible said in Thessalonians, despise not prophesying?
Yes.
Don't despise. Why would he tell us that? Because you're going to see and hear stuff that's goofy and off and wrong and just them. A friend of mine was telling me about a couple of services he was in. And one of them, they were asking a little Bible, home Bible study. And some of them are called prayer meetings, but they were just prophesying meetings. People just get together and prophesy to each other. And a lot of it was not right. And so one of them, a couple had not got there yet. So they were kind of waiting. And one of them jumped up and said, "Yea, thus saith the Lord, they're not coming." Call their names, not coming. Well, about that time, they heard the gravel of them turning in the parking lot. And they just kept standing and said, "Yea, thus saith the Lord." They changed their mind. And they'll be pulling in any minute.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, was that thus saith the Lord?
No.
They said it was. But it wasn't. Another one stood up and said, "You know, thus saith the Lord, my little children, if you are my little children, don't be afeared if you are afeared. But if you are scared, that's okay. I get scared myself sometimes." Now they said, "Thus saith the Lord," before they said all that. But that ain't the Lord. But now, why did I say all that? Because if you hear a bunch of that, then if somebody pops up and says, "Thus saith the Lord," you could tend to despise it. You could groan and go, "Oh, no, not again." And yet, this time, it could be him. Right? And it's not okay to just lump it all together and say, "Well, I don't want anything to do with that junk." It could be God. And you need to learn enough to be able to discern and know when it's him and know when it's not him. And to judge it. Somebody say, judge it.
Judge,
judge it. Judge it. Judge it by the written word of God.
Amen.
Judge it by the witness of the Holy Spirit in yourself.
Amen.
Judge it. If it's him, it'll sound just like this book.
Right.
If it's him, it's the same spirit that's already in you.
Amen.
It'll be, even though it's new to your head, it'll be familiar to your heart.
Yes.
And when it's him and it's right, you'll go, "Yeah, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, that's him.
Amen.
That's him." You'll know it. You'll have a witness.
Yeah.
When you're standing there after 30 minutes going, "Huh, that's the thing you need to ignore."
Yeah.
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
People can miss it. Now, if it's you yourself and you prophesied and you missed it, don't quit. Repent. Admit you missed it. Right? And learn from your mistake. There's nobody that's operating these things that's never made any mistakes.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Discerning of Spirits, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1304I. That's R1304I. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.